What am I going to do today? Yeah, I have no. Hi, James from Ingvid. You know what? I'm not too sure what to do, so why don't we do something basic? It's not going to really be basic, but I'll tell you what I want to do. I'm going to help you learn how to spell or use prefixes in English. What do I mean by that? The first thing I want to teach you is what is a prefix and the six basic prefixes we start with. That should help you along with your spelling and your reading. Let's go to the board. Hey, Yi, what's up? So what is a prefix? That's the first thing we should look at. Well, prefix in itself has a word, and it's P-R-E. And funny, it means before. I've done a couple lessons on this before with vocabulary pyramids, so please go check them out, where I take some of these and I make a bigger lesson on. So if you're okay with this and you want more, go there and then do the quiz when you're done. Cool. Anyway, so a prefix goes before a word. There are basically six basic ones. There are many. There are hundreds, actually. But the ones I'm going to introduce today, you're going to see many, many, many times. And when I'm done, I'm going to give you a little surprise up there, something that I think will be interesting and surprising. So let's get started, shall we? Let's move towards the board. So the first one I want to do means to and toward. You've seen it before, and it does change. What I should introduce also is that the fact that a prefix is what we call a morpheme. A morpheme, because morph means to change, and pheme, it's the smallest unit of English, like, you know, the number one. It's the smallest unit you can have that has a meaning. And that's what basically prefixes are. They're small units, but they have a very distinct, which means a certain or one meaning that's special, okay? So these are morphemes, and I'm going to do the first one. The first one is to and toward. What would it be? Well, it means, in this case, if I put it here, it means next to. And if I put it here, it means give to. You've seen it before, and I'm going to put it up here. Add. Huh? Well, think about it. One plus one, you move the numbers together, and you get two. Move them together, two. That's when we add things. Well, funny, that's what it also means. It says a morpheme. When we put it here and we put adjoin, it means together or next to. When you say I have my bathroom adjoins the living room, it is next to. There, toward, or to, together. Boom. What is this one? Well, you already know I'm going to put add here, right? So let's just add it. I keep saying that, add, right? Go towards the next thing. Administer. When you administer something, your doctor does this. You go, he administers a drug or an injection. It means to give to you. And there's the two part. Or we will administer punishment if you do not do the quiz properly at Ingvid. Right? We'll give you punishment, administer. Right? So let's do the next one. I love saying right, because it's correct. With and together. Some of these look familiar. I know unity and promise. Unity and ivory. It's ebony and ivory. Ebony. Anyway, let's go here. But it means with and together. So what could this possibly be? Ooh, I don't know. How about come? Come means with or together. And when we put it here, I made a small joke about unity, ebony, and ivory, because they say living together in perfect harmony, if you see that song. Unity, they live as one. And it's community, living as one. One group of people together as one. And what about compromise? Compromise. You ever heard that word before? I hope not, or you need a new English teacher. It's compromise. This changes when you put the com in front. I don't make the rules. I'm just here to administer them. You like that? I like it too. Okay, so when you make a compromise, you promise together. It means two people want different things, but you say, look, you can't have everything, and I can't have everything. So why don't we promise to give each other a little bit of this and a little bit of that? So we meet halfway. We come together and halfway, right? With a promise, we come and compromise halfway, meet each other. Co, you might even say co-promise. So you promise, I promise, we'll make a compromise. You work, I work, we'll get better. Okay, so co-promise, don't say co-promise, please don't. Compromise, and if you say co-promise, Say you learned it from some other teacher, not James. I guess there's some girl out there who's teaching English you can blame it on. Okay, so promise together. Mr. E, we've done one and two. What's next? Well, let's go here.
Dios.
Okay, we have one here that means against and toward. That's interesting. Against and toward, they seem opposites. And that's what this one basically means, ob. When we look at here and we look at this word obvious, it means towards easy to see. When something is obvious, you can easily see it, or you're moving to make it obvious, so you can easily see it. One I didn't put here is oblong, because we talk about sides, but that's another lesson and why we have toward. But here's another one, noxious. Noxious is actually a word which means to make you sick. If something is noxious or nauseous. So when we have obnoxious, it means toward making me sick or not happy. That's very obnoxious. What you said was obnoxious. I don't like it. It almost makes me want to be sick. Sorry about that. Eggs for breakfast. Next. We got to do this one. And that's damn it. I almost gave it away. But you don't know unless you're very smart and you looked here. But I'm covering that. Next one, we got servient. It's not a serviette. You know, you go to, they give you one of these, a serviette. No, not a serviette. But it means under. Now, if you look here, it should be easy for you. It should be obvious. See, and I'm not trying to be obnoxious. I'm just trying to administer the lesson in a way for you to learn. It's sub. Sub means under or lower in English, or actually it's a Latin root, so under. So we put here sub, and we put subservient. This is interesting. I know it's small, so work with me here. It means somebody knows their position is lower or under others, and they act like it. So basically, you have someone who acts like, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir, I'll do, yes, yes, you go, he is subservient, under us, serves under us. Cool? And subway, well, if you're from New York or from Toronto, they have a subway. That means they travel under the ground. Cool? Let's go over here. So we got subservient, we got subway. What else could we possibly have? A bunch. Because again, we have with and together twice. It's not my fault. These are the basic six. I'm just telling you, because if you look in the dictionary, you'll see pages and pages starting with this, right? So together and with would be here. Let's put it up here. Sin. You've seen this. I'm going to make one small change. You may not say, James, this isn't sin. You put sin, and then you use something else. This is wrong. Sometimes sin becomes sim. Sometimes this, it looks like this. But it's the same meaning. They're similar, right? In this case, sympathy. When somebody has sympathy, they have something with emotion, right? They have sympathy for you. They have emotions with you or together with you. They share them with you or together with you. Sympathy for your children, sympathy for the planet or other people. I feel as you do. And here's one. I put this one because you're studying English. And when you're studying English, you have to learn this one. And I'm coming right back to syntax. This isn't a tax for being a bad person. No. Syntax is how words work together. You can put the verb and the subject and the object in different places, but in English there's a syntax. There's a way that the words must go. You have to write them this way. So your teachers will go, you have great writing, but the syntax is off. They're saying your words don't work well together for the way the English rules work. And that's syntax, together and with. Now, I missed something, so this lesson isn't quite sufficient, or it's not... You might say something else. It's not quite finished. And what would that be? Good, because it's going to help me with the final one I want to do. And it's this one. In. Very popular word. And it's in these days. When we say something is in these days, we mean it's in fashion or style. So if in, funny enough, means not. It's the opposite. Not. And in means into, to enter. So if you hear here, which is what's happening right now, sufficient means enough. If you speak Spanish, suficiente. I don't speak Spanish. I wish I did. Learning it, though. But if you say that, it's not enough. I don't have enough time. Insufficient. Let me just finish off this. It's insufficient, not enough. Insufficient time, I'm running out, I have to hurry. And the last one is incapable. Capable comes from capacity or ability. So we put no ability. Oops. Ability. There we go. Boom, boom, boom. Someone has no ability to do something. See, I was incapable of finishing the lesson until 5 seconds ago, and that's when I wrote inability. Incapable and insufficient. It wasn't sufficient because I missed one. I gave you five, not six. And incapable wasn't finished. This is bad. That's why the worm works here, to keep me on top of my job. Anyway, I wrote all of this, and I told you these are the six basic ones. There are many more, and some of these have been done in a bigger lesson on Ingvid, so please go check those out, and once again, do the quiz. But notice I did this one last. I really did do it for a reason, and you're going to find out. Do you know that only four prefixes make up, take a guess, do you think 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%? What's that, Mr. E? That's right. 97% of most of the prefixes out there? Surprised? I know you are. And do you know it's this one that's included in the list of four? These four are used, 97%. And the best part is, they're mostly negative. It makes my language a very negative language. I don't think that's right. I think that's not fair. But in, das, and un usually mean no or not. Anyway, a quick review, because we got to go. All right, so ad means to or toward, all right? Com means with or together. Ob means against or toward, I know. I don't make the rules, I just tell you. In means not or into. Sub means under. And sin, which sometimes looks like sim, can be with or together. Cool, you like that? I do. These are the basic six. Don't forget, these negative four are terrible. But I want you to have a good day. Mr. E and I are on our way. Subway, cool, right? Not trying to be subservient here, but I got to do the promo. Here we go. So I need you to go to www.ing, which stands for English, and where vid stands for video.com, where you'll see me and Mr. E. We'd like to teach you some more, right? Don't forget your prefixes. Next, we'll do suffixes. Suficiente. That's not Spanish, it's just me.